You're listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com. Now, let's go back to David Craig.
Okay, in just a second, we'll talk to Gail Pennington about some of the new food shows on TV. First, let's congratulate our winners who are going to get the Thanksgiving to-go package from Four Seasons, from Cello at Four Seasons, the restaurant there up high. Bob Budenholzer in Chesterfield. Bob Budenholzer, thank you. And Al Monda in Florissant, thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for calling in to win, and I know you're going to enjoy your thing. Now, joining us on 590 The Fan, KFNS on Food Talk STL, is Gail Pennington, TV critic for the Post-Dispatch. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
And happy Saturday to you. Welcome to our little Food Talk STL show here on 590. There's a couple of new TV shows, and I know you're a big, huge fan, not only of all television, but particularly the cooking and food-oriented shows, right?
I love them. There are very few I don't watch.
Well, let's talk about Top Chef, which debuted on Wednesday night on Bravo. Your thoughts about that opening season show?
Well, it was very exciting. This season is going to be set in Seattle, which is a big foodie city, always has been. They try to spread themselves around. They were in Texas last season, and it was not their best. But for Seattle, they divided the contestants up into four groups, and they had each one audition with one of the Top Chef judges. And some of the challenges were very hard. Tom Colicchio, who's the head judge and has been the judge for the whole run of the show, made them butcher meat, and then he made them work on the line in his restaurant.
And he's pretty tough.
He was very tough. And then Wolfgang Puck, who's a new judge this season, made them make an omelet. I'm not sure. I think it was fair.
Why not?
Well, isn't it easier to make an omelet than it is to butcher meat and work on the line in Tom Colicchio's restaurant?
Well, yeah, but I guess each of the judges had different standards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one guy, I think his name, the one judge named Hugh, I'm not
really... Hugh Aitchison, yes. He's one of my favorites.
Has he been on the show for a long time?
He competed on Top Chef Masters, and then he's come back for a couple of seasons to judge. He's not on every week, but he does judge frequently.
Well, have you ever been to Seattle?
I have, and I've shopped at Pike Place Market, which is a really awesome place to shop.
I think that that is really, especially when it's not raining, one of the most...
When is that it's not raining?
Well, we went in July of 01, and we were out there, we were in the Northwest for a week, and we got like 2 drops of rain. But yeah, that was one of those rare occasions. But it's such a pretty town, don't you think?
It is. It's beautiful. And I had wonderful food there. I remember the salmon grilled over alderwood.
Mm.
It was really fabulous. Fresh salmon. There's nothing like it.
Okay, so you're pretty excited about a new Top Chef. And how long do these run? Like 10 weeks, 12?
There'll be 16, I think, people to start. And so they'll eliminate generally one every week. So 3 to 4 months.
Okay, now the other one then that's on the Food Network with Alton Brown, and his is called The Next Iron Chef, is that correct?
Right. You know, Iron Chef was one of the original phenomena on Food Network, and we had the Japanese version, and because it was an actual show in Japan where people competed cooking weird ingredients.
Right.
Then we had Iron Chef America, in which the same thing happens with American chefs, and I've never been a huge fan of either one of those shows. I like a little continuity in my cooking competitions. I like, you know, people to come back every week. But Next Iron Chef, which is a competition to choose a person to become one of the people who will then compete, is really a fun show. It's very hard. The talent level is really high, and they've come up with some great people.
I think of Iron Chef, and I think of generally a one-on-one and not a big gang cook-off.
Now, these people who are competing to become an Iron Chef, they do Iron Chef-like challenges each week. And then one is eliminated and another is eliminated. And at the end, they get the person who will join the other show.
You're an Alton Brown fan, right?
I am an Alton Brown fan to an extent. I like him better now than I used to when he did that pretentious little show where he was always showing us how much he knew about salt and things like that.
No, which show was that?
Oh, you know, the one he used to have on the Food Network.
Okay. And I read a thing the other day that he has lost 50 pounds.
Well, he looks a little too thin for my taste.
Well, you know,
I think he should eat a sandwich.
Apparently, he has incredible self-control, as do you, Gail. Congratulations, by the way, to you on your weight loss.
I don't know what you mean. I've never been a fat person.
I've never considered you fat, but you told me you've lost a little bit. So, hey, thumbs up to you. And
just to finish the salad. What you got to do.
And there, you know, there's a bunch of us that have those intentions. Now, you were telling me off air that you have discovered a new way of cooking in your own personal life, Gail Pennington.
This is really exciting. I don't know if anyone is familiar with a thing called a slow cooker or crock pot. I had never owned one until this week. It's been pretty exciting. I've crocked two things so far.
How did you avoid really having a crock pot? Because I guess I thought everybody in America got one in the 70s or the 80s.
I don't know. I had things cooked in crock pots that I didn't think were very good. But, you know, it's fall. It feels like a good time to come home to a stew or something. I did have a little mishap this past week, though.
What happened?
I made a beef stew in the crock pot. And I came home 8 hours later to discover that I'd failed to plug the crock pot in. You know what? You don't get stew when you do that.
Well,
sits there, looks at you.
It's better than, you know, forgetting to put a little water in with your beef and, you know, coming back and having beef jerky.
Setting the house on fire?
No, crock pot cooking is great. And you also told me that you, via social media, got some tips from your readers?
I asked on Twitter the first time I was doing it if I was going to burn the house down. And a lot of people chimed in to tell me it was safe to leave it on all day. I wish they'd reminded me to plug it in.
But there are a lot of people who will come Monday morning. They'll throw, it could be veggies. It could be meat. I mean, just whatever in the thing. They'll turn it on low. They'll leave at 7 or 8 in the morning, and they get back at 6. And it's cooked, and added bonus, you know, the house smells pretty good.
That's right. I got a lot of slow cooker tips from one of my favorite food shows, which is America's Test Kitchen. It's a PBS show.
Mm-hmm.
And those people really test everything a million times, and they'll tell you how to make the best version of anything. Unfortunately, there are a lot of steps, a lot of cooking things before you cook them, and I haven't actually tried any of their recipes, but I enjoyed reading them.
Well, congratulations on this new...
I'm entering the 70s.
This new occurrence in your life.
It's
really
darn exciting.
It's going to open up a new world. Well, I will say this, Gail. You have a Kindle, and I don't have a tablet yet, so...
Yeah, you need to get one of those.
You're way ahead of me on that one. Okay, so what else is new over at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch? What's going to be in your Sunday column this week?
Coming up tomorrow, I have a thing on... Did you see a movie called Catfish?
I heard of it. I never saw it.
You see a lot of movies.
I know, I never saw that one.
It's a very good documentary about a man who meets a family online, and when he goes to meet them in person, they aren't who he thought they were. And MTV's made that into a series, and it's really pretty interesting about how people online pretend to be someone they're not.
Well, hey, Gail, have a great Saturday, and what are you off to the rest of the day?
Oh, I'm going to some estate sales. It's always fun on Saturday.
Well, I hope you find some neat stuff out there.
Hope so, too.
Thanks for your time, and have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, that's Gail Pennington, who is the TV critic for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And FYI, to remind you, Top Chef is on Wednesday nights on Bravo. And then the next Iron Chef Redemption is on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock on the Food Network. So there you go. We're going to come back here in a moment from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios at KFNS and chat with Suzanne Corbett, tell you about a cool event coming up on Thursday at L'Ecole Culinaire in Ladue. That's on the way as we continue with Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS.